commitments, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Two people have died in an explosion at a plant in Louisville, Kentucky. Fire Chief Brian O'Neill says it's a challenging situation there.
This is not only a fire run, this is a structural collapse run, and this is a hazardous materials run.
The chief says plant employees reacted quickly to get people to safety.
Plant personnel did an amazing job with their emergency action plan to get most of the people out. Once our firefighters arrived, they did make an aggressive interior attack.
The plant manufactures ingredients for soft drinks. The cause of the explosion is not yet known. A big day ahead at the White House. The president and president-elect will meet after a bruising election.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says this is the norm.
President-elect Trump is coming to the White House because the president invited him as part of this transfer, peaceful transfer of power.
It is traditional for the outgoing president to welcome the incoming president to the White House, although it is noted that when then-President Trump lost the 2020 election, he did not invite then-President-elect Biden for a meeting. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
As Trump continues to fill his cabinet roles, CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett says we should take note of who he's naming to jobs that don't require Senate confirmation.
Keep your eye on czars. Tom Holman is exactly what I mean. He is going to have more influence over border security and deportation policy than the Homeland Security Secretary ever will, or even Stephen Miller will as Deputy Chief of Staff inside the White House. If there's another czar, let's say in the healthcare space, like Robert F. Kennedy Jr., direct reports to the president, do not require Senate confirmation, and invested with tremendous power because Trump wants it that way.
Senate Republicans today will choose their leader to replace Mitch McConnell. CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarland will be watching.
McConnell's lieutenant, John Thune of South Dakota, John Cornyn of Texas, and Rick Scott of Florida are the candidates. The voting happens by secret ballot. The winner needs 27 of the 53 votes without anybody knowing who voted for whom.
American Airlines says one of its planes was hit by a bullet in Haiti. Bullets have also struck Spirit Airlines and JetBlue planes in the crumbling country. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says an investigation is underway.
The FBI is now participating in this investigation, and the FAA has issued an order to U.S. Airlines to avoid Haiti for the next 30 days.
He first came to prominence as Jim Halpert from The Office, then as the action star Jack Ryan. Now John Krasinski has really hit the big time on CBS's The Late Show with Stephen Colbert last night. Krasinski was named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive for 2024. He says when he was first notified about the honor, he thought he was getting pranked. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
More good news for you. Community Stories Junior starts November 14th. It'll air on WFHR on Thursdays from 5 to 6 with me, your host, Melissa Kay.
The Bucks take down the Raptors. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, Milwaukee with a 99-85 win over the struggling Raptors. Giannis with 23 points. Bobby Portis, 17. No Damian Lillard in the concussion protocol. So point guard Ryan Rollins stepped in with 12 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. Doc Rivers.
He's a terrific shooter. The thing I kept saying in the timeout, keep shooting, keep shooting.
The Bucks host the Pistons tonight. NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the Bears Sunday at Soldier Field. Green Bay has a 10-game winning streak over Chicago, the longest of its kind in the league. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers will welcome back Bo Ryan and the 2014-15 teams that he led to the Final Four when they play number 9th ranked Arizona at the Kohl Center Friday night.
Excited to have who's coming back from those two teams, and then to have an opportunity to recognize Coach Ryan, put his name in the rafters where it belongs. So preparation for Arizona will unfold.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. The announcement seems like only a matter of time, but there will be a sequel to the prequel known as Wonka. The 2023 film starring Timothy Chalamet was one of the top 10 highest grossing films of 2023, so the announcement was more a question of when, not if. Director Paul King says the script is in the early stages and will take place before Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and he might incorporate some exotic locations where they have to search for secret ingredients. The film Tremors from 1990 is getting a reboot. The team behind the horror flick, which was at times pretty funny, has reacquired the rights to their script and are contemplating how to approach another crack at the franchise, according to JoeBlow.com. Yes, that's a real site. The original film took place in a small Nevada town that saw residents terrified of graboids. Kevin Bacon, who was in the original, has shown interest in the sequel. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds overnight, gusty southeast winds, lower 30s at sunrise. On Wednesday, we'll see mostly cloudy skies stay with us along with that breeze. Could have a late day shower, otherwise highs in the upper 40s. More likely time for rain will be Wednesday night. It's 33 at our studios.
Pat Kreitlow.
Coming up on the show, Pat Kreitlow is still on vacation, but Matt Rothschild is sitting in and we're talking about all the news in Wisconsin and beyond. Join us.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Tome for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightline with Peach Wabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now a guy who washes his hands even after using a towel, Peach Wabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Let's do this. We are going to light this thing, and it's going to be a fun show. It's Tuesday night. We already did a show last night that felt like Thursday. So tonight, Tuesday, I think we'll try to – let's not aim for Friday because that's probably unrealistic, but let's try to make it feel like a Wednesday. Think we can do that, Conrad?
Yeah, you know what? Last night I listened to the show just as a listener, you know, not behind the board. And, you know, I woke up and I was disappointed because it wasn't Friday. You did it. Yes.
Definitely. That was fun to hang out with Todd. It's always fun. Whenever you take a day off or whatever, it's great to know that you're still in good hands. It was fun to connect with Todd last night, but it's good to have you back, buddy. What did you enjoy your day up?
I did, yes. Not really. Sunday, though, I did go by my brother's, and we meal prepped. Yeah.
Try to do that with her, and I just end up not doing it.
You know, honestly, it was with three people because my sister-in-law was there, and, you know, we all just did it, and it only took like 2 hours. 2 hours of the Sunday. And we made like, I think, yeah, but we made like, I don't know, 30-something portions. I got 15 in my freezer right now. Well, so we made Caribbean jerk pasta. Really good. And we use turkey instead of ground beef. Super good. And then the other one was chipotle chicken. And it's all based with noodles and stuff, but protein noodles. Got to get the gains. It was so good, though. I tried a couple of them. You know, I was just there learning pretty much. But I was also there to get free food. Yeah.
I have to get better at that. I still make my meals every day for the most part. Once in a while I eat out, but it is time consuming. It's better to do it on Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's a good question. I did have my phone up with the red zone on in the corner over there. Every little like 10 minutes, I'd be like, hold on. Gotta check. Quick.
People, my brother, I have some friends that swear by red zone, and I feel like it's overwhelming.
I just think Scott Hansen is a great person to have in that role. Yes, and he does a great, phenomenal job at that. Oh, yeah. Oh, all Sunday.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have you back. We've got a really good show tonight. We're going to try to make it feel like Wednesday. We'll do our best. Already checking in on the text line. Tom from New Berlin says, hump day. So there you go. And then Todd says, Pete's mic is sketchy. Are you getting that, Conrad? Thank you, Todd, for the with the tech update. Is anyone else? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, on my end, it sounds good, but I don't know who that is, but I left.
All right. Oh, yeah, here we go. Eric from Lodi. Pete, might want to check your mic connections. All right, we'll check into that. Thank you very much, listeners, for letting us know, Todd and Eric. Appreciate that. So let's see what we can do. Conrad will get the tools out. We'll see if we can get to work on that. In the meantime, I will do my best. Eric says again, you can hardly hear Pete. Interesting. Well, we'll see what we can do for to troubleshoot that. Let's get on the phone with, sounds really interesting. Teeny. But these guys are tech. You know, they're tech. That's a term. I barely know teeny, but I've heard that before. Do we have the something? You got to push a button or something there, K-Man?
I barely know.
That's when it works. Wait, what? Oh, no. So I'm cutting out and I sound tinny. So I want to sound like Pavarotti to everybody, not just me. Should I go to a different? Okay.
He is moving mics right now.
Is that better? Also, the show sounds like you're broadcasting from inside a drum. Well, we actually were. We're going to make some radio history. All right, let me know if that's better. We switched mics. Maybe you think Jim Schmidt sabotaged me?
I wonder if he did.
Things on the internet. No, not better, says Todd from DuPere. Oh, boy. Also, Bill chiming in. Pete, your mic is working half the time, and it sounds like you are talking into a box. All right, so what do we do here, Kim? Try to figure this out.
Let's see if this. I made a little change. Let's see if this works.
Well, let's see what happens if that got any better. But thank you, everybody, for letting us know. That would have been really, really fun. We do have a great show. We had to move Earl Ingram tonight. He is not on the show at 6:30 as advertised. He is doing a movie. So I guess that's he's got caught up on the set. We'll reschedule Earl.
What is going on?
Todd from DePere says you sound like Charlie Brown's teacher. That's what you sound like. Well, we'll figure this out, folks. Stick with us. Conrad's on it. I have faith. We have a great show. Even with Earl not on the show, it's going to be a fun show. We're going to celebrate Wallace Shawn's birthday today. He was in The Princess Bride. We have a great scene from The Princess Bride with Wallace and Carrie Elwes. And then we've got Daniel Wheeler on at 7:05, who's going to talk about his award-winning short film, The Last Witch in Wisconsin, which, as I understand it, is nominated for an award at this upcoming weekend's Milwaukee Film Awards. So that'll be fun. And then from the Wisconsin Historical Society, Kurt Griesemer will be here to talk about the 50th anniversary of Dungeons and Dragons and a program he is running at the Wisconsin Historical Society. So that will be fun, too. So it's a fun show. Eric says maybe we all got together to mess with your heads. That's working. Says Eric from the 608. Cam from Appleton just says 3. I don't know what to make of that. I think it could be Conrad. Let's noodle this.
I listened to it, and it does sound tinny. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm troubleshooting some stuff, so.
We've got, today, folks, is Chicken Soup for the Soul Day. Daniel from Menasha says, I believe only Conrad's microphone is picking up the whole room. So you're in a different room, so I don't know. Maybe I'm carrying through there or something. We'll have to figure this out. All right, we'll get to the bottom of this, folks. Thanks for bearing with us, and thanks for letting us know. Meredith, from the 608, says, Meredith is texting us. Cam says, I thought you responded because my phone buzzed. Let's be honest, Dom never does. But no, it was spam. Oh, no. Is Dom not behaving? It is chicken soup for the soul day. So our question tonight, folks, very simple. But you know, like summer was gelato season. Now it's colder outside. It's fall. And it's soup season. So chicken soup for the soul. This is the time for, you know, especially if you're in the Midwest. For us hearty folks, there's nothing better than a hot bowl of soup on a fall day. So our question tonight, very simple, very basic, very easy to answer. What is your favorite soup? Let us know on the text line at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842.